Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us here on Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. We're so excited to have you here today. I am your host, Ellen Hartwell, and my, we've discussed it, famous and infamous co-host, John Warren, who had me laughing so hard in the green room. How are you today, John?
Really good. I didn't realize I had you laughing so hard. But yes, I am great. Happy Tuesday. I hope you had a nice Memorial Day weekend.
I hope you did as well, John. So
I did.
Today's topic, John, is thunderstorms. Now, I'm not a meteorologist, and I happen to know that you're not either. So we're not really going to talk about weather patterns and climate change, although that's an interesting topic. We're not going to go there. What we're going to be talking about is thunderstorms. Now, John, when a thunderstorm is coming, we start to see the sky darken. We see some thunderheads build. Temperature usually drops. We hear a distant rumble of some thunder. And pretty soon, we have a thunderstorm on us. But before the storm actually hits, there are lots of signs. There are lots of indications that, oh, maybe it gets windy or maybe the wind dies down. So there are always indications of events to come, like with a thunderstorm. So if we kind of parlay that into what we've been talking about here on Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres, John, there are always signs, there are indications. I'm not talking about woo-woo signs, although I love them. I'm talking about true, solid, factual indication that a manifestation is coming, much like a thunderstorm. We might see a little hint of it. So we're going to take an example that might not resonate with everybody, but let's say you're trying to manifest a partner. Okay, that's a good thing. So we imagine it, we visualize it, we get our emotion behind it, and we say, thank you that I have the perfect partner for me in my life right now. I am a person who is partnered to somebody I am just crazy about. There's chemistry, we have lots in common, we have a healthy, mutual, and reciprocal relationship. Yay, thank you. And imagine how that feels and how wonderful it is to be partnered with someone you really resonate with. Okay, so we're pretending that's what we're manifesting. Okay, so before our Mr. or Mrs. Right comes in, we meet somebody that's sort of interesting. Huh, she's attractive or he's attractive. And I really like his sense of humor. I really like her style. I really like how he's all man and there's nothing weak about him or tenuous about him. And I really like how she's very direct, very honest, whatever. And that's good, but I just don't feel that connect. Attractive, yes, but I just don't feel that resonance. I don't think we have a lot in common. Maybe it's politics we don't have in common, or maybe it's religion or spirituality, or maybe he has two kids and you don't want kids. Whatever it is, there will be things that aren't right about it. But what we do is go, wow, thank God, that is an indication that my romantic doors are opening. It doesn't mean that that person is your Mr. or Mrs. Right, necessarily, but it is an indication like that rumble off in the distance before a thunderstorm comes. So what do we do with that? Ah, geez, I blew it. I didn't manifest the right person. No. Thank you, Spirit, that there are indications that this co-creation we're putting together is on the way. So we go, wow, that's great. Okay, you know, that person isn't quite right for me, I don't believe, but it means that that person is on the way. And if we start looking for signs, we're going to start to feel maybe more optimistic. We're going to start to feel more grounded, more, you know what, I'm getting the hang of this manifesting stuff. And maybe we'll see a movie that really hits us. Like, yeah, that's what I want. That's the kind of relationship I want. Or we read a book that points to the importance of mutual and reciprocal relationships. whatever it is, we start to get indications, signs that go, oh, I am on the right track. I'm not off track just because it didn't happen this minute today. No, I am co-creating something, and that creation will come to me in its perfect form, and I will have the eyes to see it. So if I am a person who has the perfect partner for me in my life right now, it is a given, although I'll affirm it. I also will not miss that. I will know it. I will recognize it. And also I will recognize the signs that that person is coming into my life. I won't miss any of the signs, because those signs, those indication, that rumble, that light rain encourages me to keep on affirming, visualizing, feeling, saying out loud, I have, fill in the blank. So that's why today's show is about thunderstorms, because I think often if we don't have that Maserati right in front of us, we're going to miss all the signs that that Maserati is coming, or that person is coming, or that house, or that job, or whatever it is we're trying to manifest. We have to have open eyes and ears and check the indication. There was an old thing, you used to wet your finger and put it up in the air, and you could tell which way the wind is blowing. Well, maybe some people could. I'm not good at that, but whatever. There are indications that something is happening if we look around. And what does that do? That increases our faith, our belief that we actually are co-creating something. So we get better and better at it. We affirm it, visualize it, feel it, say it out loud, I have it, with authority, all of that. And then guess what? All those indications gather together, much like a thunderstorm, but I do mean a positive thunderstorm, much like a thunderstorm, it all gathers together, and then kabam! Wow, there that manifestation is. Thank you. Thank you so much. Here it is. Enjoy it. Celebrate it. Nurture it. Cherish it. Be grateful for it. And then do your other manifestations, for your affirmations for manifestations that have not yet come. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't miss the signs. Open your eyes. You're manifesting blank. Look for the signs that that's in the works, that that's on the way, that it's soon to be here, because those signs encourage us. Don't you think so, John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Miracles are normal. I mean, I love this sort of on two levels. I love this metaphor on a couple of levels, Ellen. One is exactly what you said, because usually you can see the thunderhead off in the distance when it's coming. And you hear it in the distance. And there's two points I want to make on that. The other thing is that when the thunderstorm – please realize one thing that's so amazing about thunderstorms in general, another reason why I love this metaphor, is that they are wildly creative. I mean, there's a mixture of things going on in any thunderhead that is just crazy creative. It's electricity, it's air, it's water, and it's manifesting something beautiful and cleansing by itself. But the thing that you're expressing, too, is in our traditions, Ellen, I mean, before the manifestation of the land, there is a dove that comes with a twig, really. And the twig is indicative of a tree, which is indicative of land. And it's sort of like, no, don't worry, there's hope here. This is – you're getting there. This thing is going to happen called dry land. And the same thing in the New Testament, and, you know, it doesn't matter what your traditions are. I'm sure that this is throughout all traditions spiritually, this, pay attention to the signs thing. You know, John the Baptist is quite clear, like, no, I'm really good at this job as a preacher. He was, you know, I'm very good at teaching this stuff, but the real thing is coming. And you should know that the real thing is coming. And that's really clear. And I want to say the signs and the indicators, Ellen, are very important. I do think with me and in my practice, I have sometimes had to stop myself and say, okay, that is an indicator. That's me hitting the apply button, and I'm indicating that manifestation is here, and I'm really grateful and excited about that. It's the thing that gets me excited, not to confuse the sign with the manifestation. I think that's important.
Yeah.
And it's important to point out, because, you know, as I say this just from my own experience, we're working with other people, but from my own experience, not to confuse the two, and to be clear about that. But as you said, the beautiful mix, the alchemy of to to be in the conscious moment, in the consciousness of, oh, yeah, that means things are coming my way. That is the sign. That is the indicator, the sound of the thunderstorm in the distance. And you can add it into the mix and the feeling and the excitement and the anticipation and joy that you and I are creating with, you know, in conjunction with the thing that created the whole universe. I mean, that is exciting. And to add that into the excitement so that when the manifestation comes, it can be, you can be grateful for it. We can be happy about it. We can go, wow, this is so amazing. But also, let's be honest, it's not a total surprise. Of course it came. Of course we know that the right mate is going to come, or the right amount of money, or the right vehicle, or the right home, or the right whatever, because we have been in the joy and anticipation of the miracle, and we've seen the signs, we've heard the noise, and we go, oh yeah, that, of course that happened. That's my birthright as a conscious creative being to work in conjunction with all that is, with the universe. So I love this topic, obviously.
Oh, me too, me too. And I agree. And another part of it, John, is that as we see these signs and indications, and as we embrace those signs and indications, what are we doing? We're affirming, yes, it's on the way. I can see that it's happening. It may not be all the way here, but take hope, take faith, have belief, because it's coming. So as we take our first step into manifesting something that in our mind, remember in God's mind, there's no big or small. But in our mind, we have big, we have small. So let's say we're working on some big manifestation, the right partner, a new home, whatever, pick it, and a huge amount of money or $20, doesn't matter. But we're working on this thing, and we go, okay, so I've done my affirmations. I've gotten my emotion into it. I've said it out loud with authority. I'm speaking my word with authority. I'm believing it. Where is it? Well, that's when you look for the signs, because the minute you speak your word with authority, you say, I am a person who has, boom, you've just set something in motion, just like, and I don't know the science of it, but just like with a thunderstorm, there are all these combination of things that are happening to make the thunderstorm happen. It's not a single event. It's a combination of events. So you, events, plural. So you are co-creating something. You and spirit, or God to me, are co-creating something that doesn't go blink, blink. It's there usually. It does happen, but usually not. And so as we get excited about the indications, we're actually collapsing time. We're actually redeeming that time where we could be sitting there going, oh, my God, I've been working on this for the past 4,000 years. I've been working on this since God was in Pampers, for crying out loud. It's never going to happen. Forget it. This stuff doesn't work. I'm going to go, you know, behind the barn and eat worms. No, 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 no. Look for the indications that this is on the way. Okay, you're going to manifest a house. And you go and you put the down payment down, and don't you know that it's got termites? So you don't buy the house. Give thanks. Great. You know what? That means my house is on the way. That house wasn't right for whatever reason, but I know my house is on the way. What happens is we collapse time. We redeem the time. We never stop giving thanks for what we have had, what we do have, and what we will have. And we keep focused on our spoken word with enthusiasm and vision. And guess what? We start to see more signs, and we get excited and go, oh, my God, John, look at this. This happened, and that indicates over there, and you wouldn't believe the phone call I got today or whatever. And then you put all those signs together and you're giving thanks for those indications that something fabulous that you're co-creating is on the way, and it comes to you and you go, I knew that. Yes, we're excited because we're human, but also you can have that knowing that if I could co-create $5, I could create 50 and 5,000 and even 5 million if I have the mental equivalent for it. So keep at it. Don't give up because people give up. They go, well, you know, I've been doing that forever and nothing happened, so I'm just going to live in this apartment and pay rent. Okay, you can choose to do that, and it is your right to choose to do that. Or you can say, you know what, gol dang it, I don't want to live in this apartment. I want to own my own home, and I am going to manifest that home, and I'm not going to quit, and I'm not going to give up, and I'm going to look for the indications that I am co-creating this house, and it's going to show up in its perfect form, and I trust that that is so, and I'm going to have my eyes open all over the place for it. For instance, I know a woman who is manifesting a house, and she never watched any of those Build Your Own Home shows, HGTV or whatever it is, and she turned on her TV, and that's the channel it was on, and she got really interested in this house they were building and blah, blah, and do you know, 2 months later, her house was there for her. Woo! So pay attention to indications. And I do want to remind you, you are listening to Metaphysical Hors D'oeuvres here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, God. Thank you, Blog Talk. And next week, we're talking about the very value of making mistakes. And listen, are you listening? We are also going to be on for 45 minutes instead of 30 minutes because we're going to make space for some call-ins. So go to the site. The number is there. Call us. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to hear what you say. We're going to do 15, 20 minutes of our own blab, blab, and then we're going to open it up to phone calls. So get in line. We'd love to talk to you. That's next week, The Joy of Making Mistakes and a call-in show next week. Call in. Come on now. We want to hear from you. So thank you for doing that. We so look forward to talking to you. So, John, these indications and the excitement about the indication, I do think it redeems the time. I do feel it collapses the time. And if we keep at it, guess what? Practice, 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 John. We get better and better and better at it as we work at it and don't give up on it. And I say work, but it should be joyful, ladies and gentlemen. Have fun with this. For crying out loud, enjoy it. Enjoy the process you're in. We so get our eyes on the event that we forget the importance of the process. Don't you think so, John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Ellen. So I want to touch on a couple of things because I'm excited about this because you just said on some things that I think is important. One of the things that signs actually indicate for us is that we can still look at collapsing time, because you hit that. A sign is something that's going to happen. You're moving in the right direction, but even when you say that, or I say that, I'm still in time, as it were. Now, we need time to manifest. We actually need to be in time. It is the most useful tool, one of the most useful tools that we have as beings that are evolving is time. And one of the things that you touched on is to sort of get joyful and grateful for the signs and to be in the mix. Gratitude collapses time. In fact, it just annihilates time. And so one of the things to practice is, oh, I'm so grateful for that sign. I'm so grateful that this is happening. I am so grateful that I am in that house now. So I am so grateful that I am with my perfect mate now. And then to see the signs, and they become your little secrets, like the little things you go, ooh, I'm excited about that. Ooh, that's exciting. And I'm so grateful I'm there. And the signs indicate that we are in the process of collapsing time, and that's where we want to be, so that, because in God's mind, these manifestations are instantaneous. Time is something for us. It's for us.
Right.
It's for us to adjust our thinking. That's what it's for. And I mean, I just got so excited for you to say that when you were talking about that, Ellen, because I do think it's always worth remembering and reminding ourselves that gratitude, other than it's a joyful place to be and it feels good to be grateful, it also has the great added benefit of taking time and I like the phrase collapsing it, because it's actually sort of non-judgmental. It's just saying, oh, no, that's not there anymore. I am in that house now, and I'm really, really grateful about it. And it doesn't really matter in a way what you're grateful for, because if you're grateful for where you are right now, you are immediately in a place, you and I are immediately in a place where we are in the present and in tune with our actual power right now. And I'm sitting here looking at a scarf. And I live in Southern California. It's rarely cold enough for a scarf, but I love this scarf. And I just had a moment of, oh, I got it at a soccer match. I love that stadium. I'm grateful that I enjoy sports. I'm grateful for my eyes. I am grateful for everything. And it erases any sense of anything that's holding me back when I'm in that state of gratitude. And that actually is just liberating. Then God and whatever creative force you want to, however you want to label it, actually then has room in me what did you say a few weeks ago that was so great? To give me the eyes to see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that does. And it's beautiful and active. And thunderstorms are so creative. This is a fantastic metaphor. Keep it up, young lady. You're doing a great job with this show.
Oh, well, so are you, my dear. So are you. And I agree with you that collapsing time only exists in our mind. It only exists in consensual reality. There is no time. I'm going to say that again. There is no time. We use this construct of time, and it's important. I'll meet you at 3, okay? We're not saying I'll meet you at whenever the ethers bring us together. It would be chaotic for us here on this planet, but okay. So using time instead of fighting against time, use it. Look at this time, John. Oh, my gosh, I had this indication today. This is so great. I'm so happy and grateful for this, and pretty soon you're noticing that you're not even paying attention to the time. Your focus is on the gratitude, on the indications that that is on the way, and you'll think, oh, my God, yeah, it's been 6 months. It seemed like 2 days. Time flies when we're having fun, which does prove that time doesn't exist. So, therefore, keep your focus on the eyes to see. Your authentic self already knows that that manifestation that you're working on is already there. It's in front of you. So if it's in front of me, thank you, God, that I have the eyes to see it, to embrace the opportunities that lead me to that, the people, whatever, because God does use people, you might have heard me say. So embrace it all. Give thanks for it. And you're right, John, in that space of gratitude, time just goes poof. It just poofs. Yeah. It goes away. And so paying attention, what are you thinking about? What are you focused on? Oh, God, this is taking forever. And God says, it already happened. And you go, huh, give me the eyes to see. And I think another aspect of this, when we hear a thunderstorm coming, we'll hear that rumble. We might see a flash of lightning. We might feel the air change, what have you. We tend to look at it. We go, oh, what's that? Oh, gosh, yeah, there's some black clouds there. Woof, we're going to get something happening here. And some people are afraid of them. I'm not. I like them. I think they're amazing. But, wow, look at that. Look at those clouds. It's really building up out there. Yep, it's going to break loose. Yes, it's going to break loose. What breaks loose? Your idea that you can't. Your idea that you can't have it. You can have it. You not only can have it, you do have it. So give me the eyes to see and let me look at it. Let me look at that, yes, in the beginning as a possibility, and let me take that possibility, turn it into a probability, and then turn it into a manifestation that is here in consensual reality. And you can say, did you hear that? Boom, crackle, crackle, boom. Yes, I did, because it's all breaking loose all over the place. Break loose from that idea that you can't. Take away that apostrophe T. Look at the indications, the signs. Pay attention to what you're thinking and saying, and you will manifest whatever, fill in the blank. And I know you know this, John, and I know it, but we tend to forget it. And so let's remember together. Let's remember together that we already have whatever we've spoken into reality. We already have. We just need the eyes to see it. Use gratitude and whatever, praise, prayer, whatever works for you, meditation, I don't care. But don't look at what's not happening. Look at what is happening. And when you catch yourself looking at, well, yeah, it's been 6 months or a year or whatever, okay, That's okay. Don't deny that you have those thoughts and feelings, but turn your eyes, shift your focus a little bit, and look at the indications, the signs that this is happening, and start to express gratitude for the indications, and you watch that time collapse, and you watch that manifestation be visible to you, because it's already there. Isn't that right, John?
Oh, yeah, it's totally right. Ellen, it's fascinating. I heard someone say this week, somewhere, I don't know where, you know, are you in creation or are you in survival? And you're right. One of the most interesting aspects of this is, and I've been practicing this stuff a long time, and there's things I'm good at, and there's things I'm getting better at, et cetera, is how easy it is and how loud the world can be to keep us in, how much I still want and need to be reminded of this to stay in creation. And those signs are always in creation. If you're aware that something's moving forward, you are in creation. You're not in survival. You're not just getting to the next thing, and you're not cataloging how long it's taken to get there and how many affirmations you did. You're just in the flow of the thing being created. And you know, I still, you know, want to be reminded to keep doing this, not so much because I don't know that I am actively creating, whether I'm conscious of it or not. I do know that at this point, but because it gets me excited about it. It gets me excited and in the groove, so to speak, of what it is that I'm creating. And it's a joy and it's fun. And so I want to stay in creation, which is time collapsed, frankly, and away from, oh, my God, I better, you know, get a house because I need to have a house, or I better, you know, manifest this many dollars because that's how much my, you know, insurance payment is, and yada, 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 which is in survival. I'm in the joy of creation because I want to manifest that money because it makes my life better, and it employs somebody at the insurance agency and all sorts of delightful reasons, and because it's fun to manifest money. And, you know, that's where I always want to be pointed in that direction. We stay in the present, but we're focused on the future. We're focused on what's happening, and we're bringing it into the now.
Yes, and that's so important. And one of the key words there, John, and I need reminders of this, and I'm sure you do, everybody does, fun. Have fun with this. Flirt with your manifestations. Come here, baby. Have fun with it. Don't be so deadly serious about it. Have fun with it. Don't worry. There's no wrong way. There's no wrong way. You know, as long as you're manifesting, praising, visualizing, enjoying it, affirming it, your belief will come and then it will be in front of you. So there's no wrong way. Well, what if I say it this way? As long as it's positive, don't worry about it. Just stay focused on the indications. Stay focused on what's happening. Stay focused on those little signs, that little flash of lightning, that little rumble, that little black cloud bringing on a thunderstorm. Be aware of it. And what begins to happen is it becomes fun. And it becomes a delightful day. I wonder what indications I'm going to see today. God, Spirit, Universe, I wonder what I'm going to see today that tells me that this thing is going to appear before me and it's going to be in its perfect form and I'm going to be deliriously happy about it or satisfied about it or whatever. I wonder what indication today, and you actually co-create that indication. Why? Because you're saying you are. John, I'm manifesting this, and you know, I got an indication of that today. I found $5. Or I got an indication of that today. I met a guy, he's not for me, but I met a guy and he was very nice. Great. Mm-hmm. Keep going, because these are all indications that you are manifesting and co-creating the reality you desire by listening, by looking, by believing, being very, very aware that there's a process. You have instigated a process that will lead to that event. Have fun with it. Laugh about it. Have some good times with it. John, we have less than a minute. Did you want to add anything before we remind people next week the joy of being wrong? And it's a call-in show, folks. Don't forget, next week. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, you've covered everything. This is a joyful show. Get out there and create. Anybody who's listening, get out there and create this week and have a good time doing it. Have fun. It's your birthright.
Yes. Yes, and reach us at AlanHartwell.com. John and I are there. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week, ladies and gentlemen. The joy of being wrong. Yep, I'm crazy, but I admit it. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Ellen.